Welcome to the Middletown United Methodist Church podcast, the perfect way to catch up on previous Sunday sermons.
Well, we are in this sermon series on what we do when we end up in unexpected places. Last week we talked about when we end up in unexpected places because of someone else's decisions. Oftentimes that requires us to forgive, because when we end up in an unexpected place because someone else did something or failed to do something, that can often raise up anger and resentment in our lives toward that person, and we must find a way to forgive them. Today I want to talk about when life ends up in an unexpected place, we must take advantage of the opportunities that are before us in that unexpected place. Because in those places, we have an opportunity to learn, to grow, to be creative, to determine the course of our life. Unexpected places can be exciting because of the potential, or they can be frightening if we get stuck looking to the past and when we refuse to look for those advantages that come with this unexpected place. When we are in unexpected places, we must be proactive, not reactive, not passive, but take advantage of the opportunities that present themselves. The scripture that Emily just read for us is actually the climax of a much longer narrative. In this narrative, David takes advantage of the opportunity that presented itself. Israel had been in a 40-day standoff with the Philistines. David's three older brothers were in the army for Israel. David was still at home taking care of his father's sheep. And then one day, under the direction of his father, David goes up to the battle line to take food to his brothers. And when he arrived, he saw Israel's predicament. There was this giant, Goliath, dressed in full armor with sword and shield and spear, coming out every day to taunt the army of Israel. He was daring any of them to come out and fight him, but there was no one. There was no one in Israel's army willing to take on Goliath. David found himself in an unexpected place on the front lines of a battle that no one was willing to fight. It was there that David took advantage of the opportunity, because David was willing to take on the giant that no one else was willing to take on. As a shepherd, David had fought off many predators that threatened his sheep. And so he was not afraid of Goliath. Word came to King Saul that David was willing to face Goliath. So he calls David in. He puts all of his armor on David. He hands David his sword, preparing him to go out and meet this Philistine warrior. But there's only one problem. David couldn't even walk with all of that armor on. So he lays down the sword. He takes off the armor. He picks up his sling. He reaches down and he gathers up five stones from the creek bed and puts them in his shepherd's pouch. And with his staff, he walks out to meet this giant. The odds aren't in David's favor. I mean, here is this seasoned warrior in full armor, sword and spear. And here's David, a mere shepherd boy armed only with his staff, a sling, and five stones. You can imagine Goliath when David's the one who walks out to meet him. He just laughs. He laughs at David. But as David approached Goliath with steady confidence, David reaches into his shepherd's bag. He pulls out a stone. He places it in his sling. He twirls his sling over his head and lets it fly. And as the stone left the sling, it found its target, right in the forehead of the giant. And Goliath fell to the ground dead. When David found himself in an unexpected place, he took advantage of the opportunity that was before him. David had an opportunity to help out Israel's army. And in doing so, he became a national hero. And when we find ourselves in unexpected places, like David, we must take advantage of whatever opportunities present themselves to us. In those unexpected places, there are opportunities. Again, opportunities to learn, to grow, to be creative, to establish new relationships, to make a positive difference, to follow God's direction for your life. Depending on those unexpected places, sometimes you may have to look a little harder to find those opportunities, but they're there. They're there. And when we find ourselves in those unexpected places, there are usually some giants in those places. Giants standing in our way of moving forward with our life. Those giants stand between us and the joy that can be found in this unexpected place. Now, those giants don't carry spears and swords, but they are no less dangerous, and they have the potential to destroy us. But we face those giants. Giants like fear and grief and discouragement and anger. Last week we dealt with that giant of anger when we talked about forgiveness. To take advantage of those opportunities, we must be able to recognize them. To recognize those giants that stand in our way. And the problem most of us face is that when we end up in an unexpected place, those giants often blind us to the opportunities that are before us. And one of the major causes of that blindness is our grief. When we get caught up in that unexpected place, we can't keep ourselves hardly from looking back. Looking back and grieving what was lost. And as long as we're looking back, as long as we're focused on what was before we got to this unexpected place, we can never, never see the opportunities that are before us. Grief is an important process, and when we find ourselves in an unexpected place, we must deal with that grief. But we must not allow that grief to blind us and to prevent us from seeing the opportunities that are before us. Because unless we successfully handle our grief, we'll always be stuck looking backwards, focused on what was, expending our energy on trying to regain what was lost. And as long as the giant of grief keeps us looking back, we'll never be able to take advantage of the opportunities. Another giant we face when we end up in unexpected places is the giant of fear. And fear will paralyze us. Fear may not blind us to the opportunities, but fear will paralyze us and freeze us in our tracks from taking advantage of those opportunities. You may be able to see them clearly, but you're afraid to step forward. The entire army of Israel was paralyzed because of the fear of the giant. They knew the opportunity. The opportunity was there to defeat the Philistines. But their fear of the giant paralyzed them. And they had stood there for 40 days, afraid to step forward until David showed up. there could be opportunities out there before us. But as long as we're afraid to take a step forward, we'll never, never take advantage of those opportunities. Many of you over your lifetime have lived in many different cities. Anytime you find yourself in a new city, sometimes those places are unexpected. When I was in Florence, that area of northern Kentucky was growing so rapidly. One Sunday morning, I asked the congregation, I said, how many of you are northern Kentuckians and how many of you moved in? About 3/4 of them had moved in to northern Kentucky. And most all of those 3/4 never ever expected to live in Kentucky. How many of you grew up in Louisville? Raise your hand. About the same as there. Not many of you. And probably many of you never expected to live in Kentucky. But when you end up in a new place, whether if it's a new city or not, there are opportunities. Opportunities to learn and grow and establish new relationships, to follow God. It's when we take advantage of those opportunities that we grow ourselves, that we begin to experience the fear and the anger and the disappointment of an unexpected place, but we finally begin to experience the joy that can be in that unexpected place. Most of us are in an unexpected place today that we never expected to be, and that is facing the possibility that our beloved United Methodist Church may split. If you saw the news in the last week and a half, you know that that's been in every major news outlet across the country. Nothing's been decided yet, and it won't be decided until May the 15th. But while we are in this unexpected place of just living with the possibility that our beloved denomination might split, we must take advantage of the opportunities that are before us even today. You see, we can get caught up in all the what ifs. Well, what if this happens? And what if that happens? And what if we do this? And what if we do that? And when we get caught up in the what ifs, that's another distraction that keeps us from focusing on the possibilities that are before us today, the opportunities that are before us today. Come May the 15th, we'll have another position to focus on. But today, nothing has changed. And as a local congregation, nothing has certainly changed in our congregation or in our community. And we're still called to be in ministry, to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. And so while we find ourselves in this unexpected place, let us not be distracted by what ifs, but let us focus our energy on prayer. Let us focus our energy on taking advantage of the ministry opportunities that are before us today in this congregation and in our community and beyond. Let our energy not be drained by focusing on what ifs, but let us expend our energy on the things that we can do to make a difference in people's lives today. You see, regardless of what happens to our denomination, there are people in our community who need to know Christ. There are people who need hope. There are people who need healing. There are people who need to know that they're loved and that they are people of worth. And it doesn't matter It doesn't matter really what the denomination does when it comes to us bringing those things to those people. It doesn't change the fact that people need hope and love and salvation and encouragement and healing in their lives. And that's what we're called to do. And so let us not live in the what ifs, but let us live in the power and the vision of reaching out and doing ministry to one another and to our community. You see, this event with David and Goliath was a tipping point in history. If David had not taken advantage of this opportunity that was before him, our whole world would be a different place today. Did you ever think about that? It was a true tipping point in world history. History would have been different if David had not stood up to the giant that day. If David had not taken advantage of the opportunity to stand up to the giant, our world would be a different place. The Philistines may well have defeated Israel. David would have never become king of Israel. And our world would be a different place today. What will be your story? How will history write your story? Now, you may not go down in world history, but we all have a story to be written about our lives. And what will history say about your story? Will it say that you were one who faced your fear, that took a risk, that took advantage of the opportunities? Or will your story be one of being paralyzed? What will the story of Middletown United Methodist Church be? What will history write about us in the years to come? That during this time of uncertainty and turmoil in our denomination, what will history write about us? Will it write that we were paralyzed and couldn't get off the what ifs? Or will it write that we were committed to doing ministry, proclaiming the good news, and ministering to the people in our church and our community? What will history have to say? We have in the story of David and Goliath the shepherd boy, armed with only a staff and a sling and 5 stones, standing up to a seasoned warrior. It would seem that David had no chance against him, or no chance against the giant. But it was with confidence in himself and faith in God that he did not hesitate to take advantage of the opportunity. And that's my call to you today. That is, with confidence in yourself and faith in your God, do not hesitate. Do not hesitate to take advantage of the opportunities that are before you to make a difference in this world. Today, some of us are in unexpected places for a lot of different reasons. And there are giants standing in front of us. Giants of fear and anger and grief and discouragement. You can turn and bid a hasty retreat. Or you can, with confidence and faith in God, face down your giants, whatever they may be. And in facing down those giants, you'll know the joy of the unexpected place you find yourself and the difference you can make in that unexpected place. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for listening. If you would like to stay connected to Middletown UMC in other ways, you can visit our website, our Facebook page, or download our church app. If you would like to show support to the church and the ministries that help so many, you can use our online giving feature on the website or app. Have a blessed day.